Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The nation's capital, here on a Saturday, overtime, following Big L. Man, this is what an honor it is. DOC on a hot microphone, and it is hot. Bennett, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How are you, Doc?
You good? Hey, man, how can I not be? The weather, not only that we have experienced, my goodness, and then what we are now blessed with. It is it's good to be here on this front because I got Game 7 written all over me. It's selfish, I know it is, to be thrilled to watch people go under the kind of anguish that the loser will have to deal with. You know, we always talk about the champion, and why not? That's what we're after. We're trying to win championships and experience it as fans, followers, the whole nine yards. But this Game 7 deal, I've been seeing a couple of hats out with the Game 7. Got to get one. Never even thought about it. Had you ever seen a Game 7 hat before?
Game 7 hat?
A hat. I'd never seen any Game 7 hats.
I can't say I have seen a Game 7 hat, but...
Oh, I've seen one. Yeah, I've saw one. I thought maybe watching McAfee's show and one of the brothers was wearing a Game 7 hat. I thought it was, oh, yeah, got to have one. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm old as a tortoise now, and I'm thinking, and I've never seen one. I couldn't think about it. So I figured I'd go with this high IQ audience that I'm blessed with and ask them, when is the last time, or had you ever seen a Game 7 cap? I'd never seen one. I've been in this thing over 40 years. I've never seen one. And I kept thinking of all the things I look around and go, I got to have one. Game 7. And we hear people talking about it, but Game 7. Affection for the Stanley Cup. Beyond winning with Florida and the whole contest, that's awesome. But this cup, what it represents, how it's treated. I think hockey players are granted the greatest gift in all of sports, to spend a day with it. No other sport does that. Correct me if I'm wrong. 1-800-636-1067. Prove me wrong. I know we didn't get a Lombardi trophy to take home to spend 24 hours with. I don't know if the hockey guys get 24 hours or a week with it. Can you imagine that? Just building your whole social deal around you and that cup. I mean, let's give it. Let's be real now. Lord Stanley Cup. What can compete with that? Lombardi's awesome. O'Brien, I mean, it's cool. All that's cool. Lord Stanley. And the way these brothers treat it, who has more fun in victory? I'm asking the question. 1 800 636-1067. Got a big one for you as always today. I don't travel without a full clip. Full metal jacket. Scott Jackson, bottom of the hour. My brother. Because it's game seven on the hardwood. Got to kick it with my boy. Game seven. And then we know right now, thank God, the Nats broke the streak. We were hoping to reverse our fortune, catch the Dodgers a little, you know, battered by Padre bean shots, having to go without a skipper on suspension. But we weren't quite able to pull it off. And guess what? More pilot error. That's not good. It's okay if you lose to the Dodgers. I remember when the Dodgers were here. But you can't not turn double plays. The basics right now, that's hard to overcome. And, you know, Kershaw, I mean, living legend, trying to get close to 3,000 Ks. I get all of that. But, you know, that's not Don Drysdale or Bob Gibson pitching nowadays. And we couldn't get the job done. Not good. And it's the way we failed to win that will be under a magnifying glass, even more so. The legendary Tom Lavero will break it down. When in doubt, go get a pro. That's my philosophy. I damn sure don't know it all. Not trying to. But I know who does. And Lavero. And then the doctor, Holder. 2:30. Got a whole bunch of things going on. This brother's so busy, man. I don't even know how he sleeps. He's got some speaking engagements, symposiums, and athlete-related events going on 24/7. But you know what? We're lucky that we can bask in this and we can enjoy it. What's the most interesting thing that you witness, Benjamin, since the last time we met and we worked together? What's the, from a sports standpoint, what's the one thing that ooh and odd for you? Was it game six?
Yeah,
was it the rope-a-dope?
Just how dominant the Pacers were. I didn't expect the Pacers to dominate the Thunder in game six like they did on Thursday night.
You know, I'm going rope-a-dope. Carlisle, we got to give, I mean, that's combination player coaching. I think this calf, clearly he strained, he did something that made him feel uncomfortable. But that was a borderline okie-doke scam. Because this brother was going after loose basketballs. He was extending himself more than he's done when he was healthy. It'd be different. He went beyond what he looked like when he was healthy. Come on, Slim. That was okie. That was rope-a-dope. He did an Ali. It was brilliantly done. But they made shots. Their level of intensity. Well, what did you expect? It was do or what for them? Die. Die. And they weren't ready to die. It was brilliant, man. I'm so happy because I wanted game seven. No horse in the race. Clean sports. So easy, man. So enjoyable when you don't have a horse in the race. Just watching that, man. I was like, wow, how lucky are we? And then what does it say about the MVP of the league? This is why I love the debate so much. This is why sports is so much fun. We can talk about the greatest of all. I love how we throw the goal. You're a youngster. So when you get as old as dirt, you start recognizing how often we throw out GOAT, greatest, and all this. And we start comparing things because that's what we do. It's fun to do that to a degree. And you'll be, and as you grow older, you will fancy the, quote, level of whatever that, quote, GOAT is in your span of sports. I love it when everybody keeps throwing these GOAT titles out on people. And then when somebody gets sick, they don't play or something goes wrong, they're out or whatever. My GOAT? I saw him do some things I don't see these people do. One of these days, we can have a discussion about the level of GOAT. Because I don't think none of these youngins are going to reach that point. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. I don't know. Because my GOAT, I've seen him do some things. Sick, tired, loss of family members, all this stuff. I ain't never seen him shrink. These babies, I call these baby GOATs. Because you can't be the MVP of the league and shrink. You the MVP of the league, and I got to go find you and crunch? Something's up. But then again, that's my perspective. That maybe not be the perspective if you're over under 25. I mean, the NIL stuff, and Big L, shout out to Big L, too. He was flamethrowing this morning. And so many interesting things. The NIL stuff, that didn't exist in the prehistoric times. So I'm fascinated by the people that are bidding on people in the NIL. And a lot of these young kids they didn't bust a grape. And people are bidding on them and putting figures out and numbers and how much they're worth. They've done very little, but well in a small study where they are locally. And it's not going away. It's going to progress. And I don't know about you, but do you ever wonder, did the adults in the room not ever consider that this was a possibility?
No. I think it was always considered a possibility.
Well, what is it that appeared to be so poorly operated?
I think it was always an option, but the last president just didn't have anything together on this, and left the
I respect you having manners. I'm amazed. And then I go, why would I be amazed about that? Just look around at other things. It's just life. Nobody expects anybody to be perfect. But I'm going, man, we're talking about sports. Some of this is common sense. And can't quite figure it out. Are you pumped about Game 7, or are you just doing your job?
I'm pumped.
Okay.
NBA Finals Game 7 was the famous 2016 Warriors-Cavs game with the block from LeBron and the Kyrie Irving shot.
Yeah.
Just a close game throughout.
Yeah.
I don't see how this isn't a close game. Both teams, whenever you think one team is out, they, somehow find a way back in. I'm super excited for this game, and it's going to be a super fun one.
And then it leads right into, and Big L did a great job, and but the beautiful thing about Big L is that he's a fan, and the Wizards, and the draft coming around the corner. Well, now then we go from the top of the hill, Mount Everest, and then we come back to the development squad situation we're in right now with the Wizards and the patience and the development phase that we're in now. And then we have to, now I'm encouraged by seeing youth work. If we have to go buy all the older people to win, then I get really discouraged. But if I see OKC and I see the way the Pacers, if this is really possible, even more so than that, Orlando, watching what Detroit, remember how awful Detroit was, two seasons ago?
Worst record in the league, I believe.
Yeah. And guess what? Hope. It gives me hope. But I'm not as optimistic as Big L. Because, again, it always, to me, comes back to fundamentals. What I like about the Wizards and their path is that they are at least talking about defense. Because, to me, I've always evaluated their organization and go, you can't even get people to buy into stops. You never stop paying them, but you never get them started on the basic fundamental of how you win in the sport. You have to be able to defend, stop people. This group gets it. This is one of their core values. Who wins without core values? Who in any level, Pop Warner, high school, college, who is good at anything without core values? Joe Jackson Gibbs, top of the hill. How you win? So this group, now I'll buy into that. I'll buy into that. But now, man, I'm so focused, and thank God for the rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo, and Florida, man, and what he's got me so involved in. I love what's going on with hockey and love what's going on with what we went through with the Capitals. But now I want to win it all again. I'm all for Ovi, get the record, go Gretzky, blah, blah, blah. All into that. But I'm chasing cups now. So how do we build it? And building that with the right pieces and places, because now playing deep, it's exciting. But we're going to have some fun with it. Why not? It's the only way we go with it. Game 7, Scott Jackson, bottom of the hour. Take our first break here on Overtime, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, dual simulcast. We will get in a little bit more about the Curly W's because I'm greedy and I want to get back to, you know, the Curly W thing. Remember that? I do. We'll take our first break. We'll be back. Give us a couple minutes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. 1222 in the nation's capital. Shout out to the Washington Commanders. We were fortunate yesterday, some old teammates, to go down to three firehouses, and visit Engine 24, Engine 17, Engine 14. And it's remarkable. The people who, 24-hour shifts, off 3 days, come back. Sometimes, how we know it, never take it for granted. What people risk, for that. The danger involved in it. And how much, and we're also into sports, and that's why I say this. Because we cheer and cheer. And there's something about firefighters, because I tell them all the time, they run into stuff I'd be running out of. The courage that's involved in it. The relationship, I think, is so cool. And how it's perceived, and hopefully perceived. There's also volunteers with firefighters. Seeing females involved in it, fire chiefs in the district that we've met, it's been eye-opening and very comforting. I know it were in my neighborhood, the firehouse where you go in and you do always, there's a closeness and hopefully there's a community involvement that we should feel with all of our fire, our units, because that is and should be a feel of community protecting. If you have a problem, and we've been educated so much more now to learn that, sometimes there's arson involved in that, and they have units and that are trained to go in and handle that. So very insightful. Shout out to the commanders, Josh Harris and the group, for allowing this to happen and giving us opening up these windows. And, man, just so excited and wondering that I wish this could continue. Not just with firefighters, I wish we could go with police officers. I wish we could just continue from a community standpoint to expand on this, to get to know people better and understand what people do that risk their lives for some things, especially from a sports standpoint. We cheer heroes and stuff and people that aren't jeopardizing anything other than some personal harm to make a fortune. So I just have to throw that out, because if I didn't, it wouldn't be me. 1-800-636-1067. Dr. Sabah, good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey there, Doc. You got me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, hey there, buddy. Sorry, me and my daughter, we were just chatting in the car. Hey, it's always good to hear you on the radio, buddy. I tell you, I am excited about this NBA, the finals.
Game 7.
The game, I'm so glad Indiana won, because I don't like that SGA guy. I call it shove the guy away. That's all he does, and he gets away with it, and half the time they call a foul on the defender. I do not like his game at all. I'm a big Halliburton fan. I like that McConnell guy, I think it is, or Connolly, whatever.
Energizer.
I like when they play. Yeah, I like when they play together instead of either or. I think that's great. And
OKC plays together too. They played.
Well,
their defensive effort is phenomenal. Come on now.
Right, but they're allowed to foul, Doc. But what I meant was Halliburton and that other guy played together instead of either or, because I thought it was just either or. But the last game they played both of them at the same time.
Halliburton is a phenomenal distributor.
Yes.
He got some Magic Johnson in him. Yeah, no.
I like him. I think he's underrated, not overrated. And he was hurt there, and he came through and showed everybody what he was. But the people that call him trash, they all of a sudden quiet now. And if they do win it all, he should get the MVP and not Pascal Siakam. So that's
the beauty about our format.
Yeah.
Everybody's opinion we respect.
Thank you.
Whether it's right or wrong.
And on the WNBA front, so excited that Caitlin's back. She didn't have a good game the other night when they lost to that new Golden State team, but they are spicing it up with that Sophie Cunningham lady and doing the headlock on Sheldon. That was such awesome. Like my daughter says that all her friends are like, oh, good, the soap opera's back whenever the WNBA comes on. So it's like watching a soap opera. It's so fun, and she's amazing to watch. But I'm telling you, I told you this before, the best player in the WNBA, in my opinion, is Sabrina Ionescu. So remember,
Sabrina
had 34 when Caitlin had 32 when they played each other.
Yeah.
Everybody talked about Caitlin's game, not Sabrina. Right.
Yeah,
so
but Sabrina's a killer.
You just watch for Sabrina. She is. And she has a three-way game. She's gotten that floater down pat now. She drives, and she's got the three. She just doesn't
but
do it
she doesn't,
as flashy.
She doesn't pack arenas.
Right,
see,
right.
You can't,
she does
you
not.
You can't discount what Caitlin Clark. She's a magnet.
Oh,
and
she's awesome.
The ratings,
I love her. I love her.
Yeah, no, I ain't mad at her at all. And she withstands
yeah,
it, and she's tough. Her distress, she got some magic in her. I ain't mad at none of it.
Me neither. It's
be,
great. This is a great time of year, Doc, because it's low stress, you know? Low stress.
I
don't
it.
Really care who wins, but I really want Indiana and New York to be in the final because I think that would be a great, you know, WNBA finals. And I'm rooting
for Indiana tomorrow. Yeah, I'll take it just like now. I love it. I have my horse in the race would be the Mystics, and I'm excited about them.
Oh,
because
I can't wait
growing.
Till Georgia.
These young ladies yep. are outstanding.
Yes,
they're competitive.
Sir.
You wait until they get healthy. Have a great one.
When Georgia
we've
Amore
got,
comes back, she's going to be awesome
pardon?
With the Mystics. When Georgia
oh, yeah.
Amore
oh,
gets
no,
back,
it's going to be good.
She's
going to
be
gonna
awesome.
Be good.
With Citron, I'm going to yep. be a big Mystics fan.
It's
yes, sir.
It's going to be good.
Thank
we
you,
are
buddy.
Going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Mitchell, hold on until we come out of the break because we got to get oh, we did? Okay. Well, we'll get back. Mitchell, he's a regular. He will bounce back with us. We appreciate you tapping in on the MGM National Listener Line. Take a break. We'll come back and talk more Game 7 with the one and only Scott Jackson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
12:33 in the nation's capital, and we are honored. Courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. To welcome Scott Jackson back home. Jack, how are you, man?
Excellent. How are you doing, Doc?
Well, I'm good, man. You know, it's Game 7. How else
right.
could I be? I mean, to be in in game seven mode to having our Divas in playoff mode. I mean, it's that time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know this series, you know, supposedly has been lousy television ratings. I find it to be, you know, two really good teams, two pretty closely matched teams. And, you know, I think the Thunder the other night, as they like to say, let go of the rope a little bit. And now they gotta make sure they protect their home floor. They're going to be thinking about this one for a long time, letting this slip away. But they got to give a lot of credit to the Pacers, the way they played the other night. I've never seen them defend like that this year in these playoffs. I think, you know, they've been kind of a terrible defensive team, but they really got after the Thunder in game six.
I know how much hoops means to you. Was that rope-a-dope? I mean, when you have a strain.
Right.
I've never seen a guy get faster coming off what was allegedly, quote, a strain. I thought it was brilliant psychological warfare, but he's also just a competitive freak. And their team, they got that refuse to lose thing in their home building. Will that travel?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the thing of the series. I mean, neither team has gotten a whole lot of production from bench players on the road. You know, the Terp, Aaron Wiggins, has essentially been a home player for the Thunder, and not really much on the road. Caruso even was, he'd been the one guy you could count on for the Thunder. I thought he played pretty terrible the other night for them as well. It was not his best game, and I'll be interested to see, you know, and give Rick Carlisle a lot of credit. He's a great coach. He, you know, they were picking up SGA, you know, three quarters court through most of the series, and then the other night they flipped it the other way where they would, you know, let him get across midcourt, and then they kind of stormed him, you know, on a lot of occasions. I think, you know, they picked him up a little bit differently, came at different angles. He kind of played into it. He held the ball too much, dribbled too much. And, you know, they kind of got away from what makes them good the other night. They played selfish a little bit. And then, you know, they did a good job chipping away in the second quarter after that bad first quarter. And then, of course, the avalanche came towards the end of the second. And, you know, T.J. McConnell has been crazy good in this series. I mean, his 25 minutes that he plays a game have been impressive. And then Carlisle, again, with a nice little adjustment, having him play with Halliburton, so Halliburton didn't have to bring the ball up. So I do think there's an injury there, but clearly they managed it well. And you know what's been helpful in this series, I'm sure the Nuggets fans are bemoaning this, is the 2 days off between games that they've had, you know, the luxury of on a couple of occasions here, and they'll have that again. So it's good to manage injuries and manage legs, and it should help both of these teams. You know, you'd like to think be at their best tomorrow night to give us a really awesome game seven.
Yeah, Scott Jackson breaking it down for us, because it's game seven and it's emotions, and they're both young, both sides of it, these rosters.
Right.
I'm hopeful that it is a sign for things to come, because it, you know, it's a changing of the guard or so. But when we have the league's MVP getting him a little flustered, it's no different than when Humpty Dumpty was playing OKC.
Yeah.
And they kind of did the best job they could to kind of get him off his spot, off base. You got to be able to make the best players look uncomfortable. You got no shot to win.
Exactly. Got to make them work for it. And I thought Jalen Williams really didn't pick up the slack like they needed him to the other night. And he kind of, right, you know, played into some of the bad habits as well. But, you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, both of these teams have never closed an NBA championship, right? I mean, Pascal Siakam was on that Toronto team. He's probably the closest one. You know, Caruso was on that Laker team, but he was a role player. So we don't have, like, frontline players here, you know, outside of Siakam that have been there, done that. And it shows a little bit in different stretches of these series. But, yeah, I think tomorrow night will be interesting. And, again, I think the one thing that would worry me if I was a Pacers fan is you haven't really seen the Thunder have a great three-point shooting game yet. And they're capable of it. They're very capable of it. And if that happens and, you know, the role players tend to play better at home, then I think the Thunder probably have the edge in this one. But I it's hard to count Indiana out, because every time anybody has in these playoffs, they've come up and knocked people out.
Yeah, it's evident in game one. And then I want to ask you about the arenas, because what I'm really stoked about, these collegiate environments.
Oh my God.
And pro arenas. Yeah, I think it's awesome. And I wondered, you as a traditionalist and as a historian, are you buying into this, and do you feel the vibe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, two of the best arenas in the league. I mean, Oklahoma City, obviously, it's their only pro sport. They pack it in. And think about what that franchise has been through with Durant leaving, you know, trading Harden and kind of retooling and going down and then coming back up. What it would mean to them if they could win it, you know, would be quite something. And then, yeah, I mean, the Pacers, you know, it's hoops. That's the Hoops State, man. It's a Hoosier State. They care about basketball more than anything, and they've showed that in their support. So, yeah, that's been really cool. And, I mean, look, we got this window here. You better get it because, I mean, they just gave, you know, Apple – I mean, it's like Apple and Google just merged, you know, out there in L.A. with the Lakers. I mean, this is like, wait a minute, you're going to give them the Dodgers owner now? And you know how that's been. I mean, the buses have been running like a mom-and-pop shop operation.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Right. Yeah. Now you get all the brains of the Dodger organization in there and the money and the resources. My goodness. These teams better take advantage of it while they can, because if they can get your guy on Ozempic, they might be somebody to watch out for next year.
Well, my guy, you know what? How about let's move him, let him go. Oh, you mean Luka? Okay.
You got Luka. Yeah, Luka needs to get on Ozempic. I mean, he's in Hollywood. He needs to get on one of those weight loss drugs and, you know, get himself in shape. And, you know, then watch out, you know, build around him. But, you know, it is kind of amazing, and people don't believe you. And I said this the day the sale happened or the news broke. I was like, this is amazing because, again, the weirdest thing about the Lakers is, you know, they've really, you know, they cut corners as an organization.
Oh, no question. All this,
you know, in terms of spending, and now you get a guy like Walter, who's done these things, the Dodgers, that are next level with analytics and all the different people they have in that organization. And no matter what you think the Dodgers, you know, like, oh, they're good, they always go for more. I mean, that's what's amazing about them.
Yeah, and the Lakers, that's why they are the Beverly Hillbillies, and she's run it like a country store. I was thrilled.
Oh, I bet.
That happened. I just wish they were completely out of it, but they're not.
Right. Well, yeah, I think that's some of that ceremonial, you know, walking away. Because, again, it's a little sensitive, obviously. I'm sure this wasn't what the father had planned out for his kids. He thought they'd run it forever, I'm sure. But, you know, boy, $10 billion. Whew. I mean, that just – it also makes you think that maybe that Josh Harris got a deal with the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you think about it, you know, because, I mean, I know there's some NFL owners that thought they could have gotten more, maybe more like seven. But, you know, I guess when you got a guy who won't engage with the guy from Amazon, it doesn't really help the pricing go up. So it's wild to think an NBA franchise, you know, is right now the standard. And the fact that they went so much further past what the Celtics sold for is impressive, too.
Yeah, and that was a big thing. Did you think $4 billion more than the Green Monster?
Well, I mean, Staples Center itself, you know, is part of that. It's worth a lot. And, you know, this is clearly he wanted it. I mean, you know, here's how you take the other people. You know, here's how you make sure it's yours. You give them a number they can't refuse. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, they knew one day he was going to buy it. But, I mean, I don't know if they knew he was going to buy it at that price.
Yeah. Well, and the key is now what you're going to do. And we know it needs to be done. But the question is, are they going to do it? We know the Dodgers do it. They don't. I mean, it's not
right.
even a.
No,
they don't hesitate.
No, they go for it.
But you can't have players. Players have been running the Lakers for years.
Right, right. And they got to get away from that.
That's got to end.
Yeah, and I think once once your guy King retires, it'll be interesting.
He's not going to retire. What do you mean retire? He's never going to retire.
Whenever they retire him. Well, he's got to play at least two more years to get with Bronny, but – you know, after that, then I think it's interesting. But, yeah, I don't think it's healthy to have players running the team. I'm with you.
No,
that's
he
never
needs
good.
To go to Cleveland. Let him go back home.
That's never good for any franchise. And I do find it interesting that, you know, Magic has been so vocal and so excited about it, you know, with his relationship, obviously, with the Dodgers and his position there. I wouldn't be surprised if Magic is more out front with back in L.A. with the Lakers too, right? I mean, I think
it'll let him like get back involved. Yeah,
yeah, because he has not been involved for a while, which has kind of been blasphemy in a sense. But you know, there he is over there with the Dodgers. You know, they're winning, and here he is, an all-time Laker, and you don't have him part of your organization. It's weird. And you know, the thing that really turned me off on the bus is the kids was the whole Jerry West thing. That was so awful how they mishandled that. You know, couldn't even put together two coherent sentences to say something nice about him after he died. And then you heard all this backstories about how he was basically kicked out of the arena with, you know, his family's tickets forever that they had forever and supposed to stay that way with him and the father had the deal. And then the kids just reneged on it.
Yeah, they've been not too good. Well, my brother, game seven is on. I'm not going to ask you. I think you pretty much let us know who you think will win.
Yeah, I think the Thunder should win, but I wouldn't. Boy, I tell you what, I would have a hard time betting money against the Pacers, right? I mean, I think that home court's big. It is a reason they've been 18-2 in this season when coming off losses, and you know, in this series, really nothing has been consistent outside of the Thunder's little 2-game win streak they had after dropping the game 3 when they won games 4 and 5, but. I mean, nothing should surprise us, whatever the outcome is. I just hope it's a good one. I hope it's the other game sevens we've seen in these playoffs have been kind of blowouts, so hopefully not this one.
Well, we'll see. We appreciate that and appreciate your time. Give my best to the family. And next time I see you, we'll be talking DC Divas. And that'll
be
a good
thing.
Week from today,
playoffs,
that's
baby.
That's right. Let's go.
I'll see you there.
Let's do it. All right, good deal. Scott Jackson, my main man. We appreciate that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Game 7, I need to hear it. Who do you like and why? The MGM National Listener Line is 1-800-636-1067. You can't stand in the middle. You either one way or the other. Holler back at your dude. Oh, sucky, sucky, as Coach would say. Always good hooking up with my dog, Jack, and that was good. And speaking of canines, Bennett, did I get you right? Did you say we had Bumsy? Oh, yeah, Jonesy. Okay. See, I get the Bonesy and the Jonesy sometimes hooked up as I am aging gracefully, I might add. And so what's up, my brother? Welcome home.
Hey, Doc. What's going
on?
Sir. Good to hear you on the radio this afternoon talking about this Game 7 thing, man. Listen,
hey, man, okay. I can't do it without electricity. I need electricity.
Yes. Well, okay, here we go, because I'm about to bring Pepco to it. Listen, check this out. OKC, they know they got to bring it, because they went to bed in Game 6, man. It was almost as if we was looking at people who look like the people that were supposed to be on the court, but what? We got imposters. So, therefore, SGA, Chet, and Jay Will, and they got to show up this game, man. That's supposed to be OKC's big three right there. Yes, and even Wiggins, man. I mean, he disappeared on us. I mean, he was a ghost in Game 6. So we need them guys to pretty much step up and take this game. With that said, flipping it to the other side, man, them boys on the outside, they just ain't going to be giving up so easy, man. And I'm sorry. But, and I heard Sabar, you know, I love Sabar, female K-9. You know, she bring the antidote from time to time to pretty much, straighten everything out. But in this situation, I'm sorry. If Pascal Siakam is not on that team, I don't think they even in the deck.
He's their MVP. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think she recognizes that as well.
Yeah, he was a dog, man, when he was up there in Toronto, man. I mean,
question.
He bringing the same game, same energy, whole nine. Yes, indeed. Along with that boy, Neesmith. You know, I mean, if they leave them boys hanging around, oops, I think, man, they going to steal another one on that court, man, in OKC's home court. That's my whole take on the situation. OKC cannot let this thing be close if they come out there playing Game 7. Because if they do, 9 times out of 10, boom, that stinger's going to get them at the end. And they got to live with this the whole season until this thing starts up again. That's my
Sometimes
take on
I feel,
it, Doc.
I feel different. I think we shouldn't even be concerned that the game is tight or that they split. It's how it ought to be. We're not talking about teams getting lucky. Indiana went down there and won game one against a top-rated team in the NBA. That's all you need to know. It's going to be a dogfight.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then the teams, great teams, don't lose back-to-back games with consistency. And having guys, they say, you know, that visiting teams, usually there's a difference in seeing how they see the rims, and guys that don't play reserves is different. Then you get McConnell, who comes in. He looked like he's affected no matter where he's at. Some guys just blacktop ballers. They don't care where they're at. And that's why I love this generation Because like I said earlier in the show today, my GOAT, he didn't care where he was at. MJ sick, MJ on the road, MJ home, no excuses.
No, he didn't.
Everybody else, there's a circumstance. There's a something. I mean, I don't want to hear all that. Step up, ball out.
Yes,
Larry Bird, step up, ball out. Magic and step up, ball out. This is a new thing. Yeah. It's new. Oh, I got to be in a certain circumstance. Oh, I got to be 100% healthy. I got to be a man. Come on. But we're going to get the best. I'm so thrilled because all I asked for was game seven. I got it. How can I not be thrilled about this? I didn't get it in Puck. I didn't get NHL because I couldn't. The Panthers just, they ain't playing. They're not having it.
Doc, look, when the game is big, I mean, you just have people that shows up and do what they have to do. I mean, look at the Niners, for example, in football.
Yep.
Really gets hurt. A safety gets hurt. He said, you know what? My hand broke. You know, cut this thing off.
Cut it off.
I have to go back inside the game. Because we got to win this. He didn't care about a pinky finger. His own finger. He needs to go win the game. This is what this thing is all about, man. Winning is
different
everything.
Different breed, dog. See if you can get some of these cats that had NIL since they've been sophomores. Been driving Ferraris since juniors in college. See if you can get them to cut that baby finger off for a game. Good luck. Good hearing your voice, Slim. And I ain't mad at him. And look, don't take this wrong. I'm so happy that these young puppies ain't got to be broke, that their diet doesn't have to consist of fast food and pizza in college, that they can be able to go out and get them some filet mignon, if that's what they want. Go on and get it. The one thing that I'm convinced of, it doesn't matter what era you're in, if they don't become financially literate, they'll be just as broke as everybody other, those before them have. It doesn't matter how much you get, it's how much can you retain that matters.
Exactly. Doc, you once said this, man. It's best to show up unpaid and hungry, ready to go get this win, rather than to show up full as if you done ate dessert before the full meal.
Hard to fight for.
And you done. Hey, look, I got paid. I mean, I don't need to win. I already wanted to. I wanted to pay win.
Hard to fight for. That's why this year's Commanders is going to be the most exciting thing I've seen in a long time. You know why? You got no sneak up factor. They looking for you now.
Yeah.
And they hope that you come in talking about last year. Last year don't mean a damn thing. It's over. You got to come out now. This is, you got to prove, because now they want you. And the thing I love about DQ, that's who he is. He's not going to get caught off guard, because DQ never buys into the hype. They're already prepared. He's been doing this from Seattle through Atlanta, even with the Stink Boys. So, even with the Stink Boys, his units were ready. They don't win every. It's about who's in charge. Now that your leader is real, the troops fall in. Now, I hated that he didn't have 100% attendance as he did before, but some guys are hard-headed. And everybody doesn't buy into the movement, but eventually they will. If not, then you get rid of them. And eventually around here, everybody will be walking the walk in the same manner. Always good to hear your voice, my brother. Got to get to break. And, boy, that MGM National Listener Line smoking. And we love that. We just keep playing the hits for you. Next up, the big man, the man that... You talk about an authority. Tom Lavero, Washington Times columnist, is next, right here on Overtime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.